question. What is it that everybody has and some pirates and thieves try to take? The booty. If you is a crook, then you taking it. The booty. If you got money, you shaking it. The booty.
Hi, everybody. This is Todd Conklin, and this is the Pre-Accident Investigation Safety Moment. And I can tell already by the beginning of this podcast that you're wondering what we're going to talk about. And today's topic is, should we reward safe behavior? Should we give a Carhartt jacket or a new pickup to the supervisor who didn't have any accidents this year? Or should we give financial bonuses for no accidents? And those questions are really good questions, but they all sort of stem around one flawed assumption. And that assumption is that the opportunity to have an accident, to get hurt, to injure somebody, is a choice. And that if we pay people not to make bad choices, then they won't make bad choices. The problem with that, at some level, and you can jump in here anytime you want to, is that I'm really pretty certain that accidents are, in fact, accidents. If we had any control over accidents, we probably wouldn't have any accidents. But an accident is an unintentional deviation from an expected outcome. Something happened that I didn't expect. An accident. And paying somebody for not doing something they didn't have any control over doing or not doing seems at some level to be a little bit ridiculous. But I want to sort of take this a little deeper. Because if you've been through safety training before, and I'm pretty sure everybody that's listening to this podcast has been through safety training before, you've heard about Aubrey Daniels and the ABC model, antecedent behavior consequence. And the interesting thing about the ABC model is that I think it's carried a lot of water for us. It's done a bunch of good work historically in educating people about how events can look and how we think about those events. But I'm not sure consequence drives behavior if the behavior is not a choice. If the behavior is an accident, I zigged instead of zagging, I put my hand there instead of putting my hand here, then the consequence is certainly guaranteed, but it's not terribly interesting, and we can't really manage it. We have to think about the antecedent part of the ABC. And in fact, if you really push me, I would tell you it's probably time to think beyond the ABC model. Assume that nobody comes to work to get hurt. That's a pretty good assumption. It's generally always true, unless you hire a lot of sociopaths. And if you do that, probably we should talk later after the podcast. Call me. I'll be around. If we assume nobody comes to work to get hurt, then assuming that if they were more careful, they would not get hurt makes a lot of sense. The problem is I'm not sure that has anything to do with the price of tea in any nearby Starbucks or other tea house of your choice. So here we are. Now we're going to talk about the fact that I think rewarding people for not getting hurt actually creates a system where people hide injuries away. And if we don't know something bad has happened, we can't learn from it. And if we can't learn from it, we can't get better. We manage safety to learn and improve. That's the answer. That's the reason we manage safety. And if we believe for a second that managing safety is something different than learning and improving, then we might have some problems, and we certainly aren't going to get the outcomes we desire. You pay people to be quiet when you pay them not to get injured. You pay people to go home with a bloody pocket, with an amputated finger, with an injury they don't want to report to you, because if they report it to you, then nobody gets the Carhartt jacket, or the new pickup goes away, or the bonus that we all share as a company gets reduced by some amount. Think about this notion of reward. Everybody wants the booty. The booty at the end is a really good thing to get. The problem is that I don't think rewarding safe behavior creates an opportunity to prevent an accident. because accidents aren't choices. So here's the dilemma. And you're right in the middle of it. There's no getting out of it. Don't even try. For the behaviors that you want to see in the workplace, consequence matters. Immediate, soon, certain, and significant consequence makes a difference. But for the accidents that happen in the workplace, consequence is a result. We prevent accidents by learning, and we don't manage failure. We manage safeguards. We manage defenses. In fact, the very best piece of advice I can give you, and I've given it to you before, is assume there's 100% opportunity for a person to fail, and then manage the consequence of that failure in your system. Assume they're going to put their hand in the danger spot and put a guard so it's impossible to put your hand in the danger spot. That's the safety moment for today. And it's a thoughtful one, but it's one I want you to think about. Don't take my advice, because my advice is just my advice. I want you to think about what we've talked about, because I think this question is an important question, and it's changing the way we have traditionally managed safety, certainly for the last 15, 20, 25 years. Paying people for not having an accident doesn't help them not have accidents. But managing the consequence of an accident that you think is inevitable probably gives you more payoff organizationally and more payoff personally for the workers you have than anything else I can think of. My final example, fall protection. Why don't you just pay people not to fall? Well, it doesn't work that way. In fact, in fall protection, you assume the worker's going to fall. You don't even care if they fall. What you care about is how they land. We manage fall protection by managing consequence. That's today's safety moment. Thanks for listening. It is always fun to hang out with you. Subscribe, because that makes a huge difference, but I don't really understand why. But it is working, I will tell you that. And most importantly, learn every day, have fun, and for goodness sakes, be safe.